Windsor Heights Books presents Windsor Heights, Book 3, Moon and Midnight by Lisa Long. That's me. And now I will read it to you. Chapter 1, Moon and Midnight. Lindsay and Midnight seem to fit together perfectly. Like the last two pieces of a puzzle, they completed each other. After all, she had prayed a long time to have a horse, and Midnight was a true answer to her prayers. Midnight was 19 years old when he was given to Lindsay. The black gelding was older and more used up than some would want. But to Lindsay, he was everything she ever dreamed of. "Hey, Lindsay!" her mother Lisa called from the back of her horse Moon. "Isn't it kind of cool that both of our horses' names start with the same letter and our names start with the same letter?"
"Slow down, Mom, I can barely hear you," hollered Lindsay, who was riding Midnight behind her.
Lisa and Lindsay were out on their very first trail ride together, heading west on the Gage Canal in the middle of a forest of orange groves in Windsor Heights. The Big Orange. Chapter 2. Anne's Hill. Lindsay never wanted Anne to sell her house on Madison Street because she liked Anne's house and property. She liked seeing all of the horses and people who rode there every day. But sometimes things just change, even if no one wants them to. Anne now lived in a little house with just 1 acre on Gray Street, which was closer to the Wrights than Madison Street. This was good because they didn't have a horse trailer. If Lisa and Lindsay wanted a lesson, they could ride over to Anne's house. On the day of their scheduled lesson, Lisa picked up the kids from school in her riding attire, tight, stretchy pants, and tall black boots. Chapter 3. Dead or Alive. Beau's snake Coco lay in the corner of its cage, all curled up in a ball. The red heat lamp shone down on the little snake, warming his body. The heat lamp stayed on 24 hours a day now because the weather had cooled. Beau stared in at his prized possession as he licked his lollipop. Then, while holding the lollipop in his mouth, he carefully reached in the cage and lifted the tiny ball python into his warm hand. Beau gently moved Coco's body to straighten it out. He walked over to the warm, crackling fire, sat down, and quietly studied the slender young snake.
"Mom, Coco's hungry," Beau said softly and asked, "Can we go get him a pinky?"
Beau's dad, Jeff, had first bought the little tame snake to subside his young son's urge to hunt for wild snakes on their property. The deal was that Jeff would handle everything that the snake needed. Now, Jeff was busier than ever at work and didn't always have time to run to the reptile store to get the snake his weekly meal.
"I guess, if we have to, but we'd better hurry before the store closes," replied Lisa reluctantly.
"I want to go too," Jeffrey called.
"Me too," echoed Lindsay.
Driving to the reptile store, the kids argued and bargained about who would buy the pinky.
"Beau is going to buy his snake's food," settled Lisa.
"Can we look around first, Mom?" Jeffrey asked.
"Yes, but just for a little while." The kids looked at one another with big, excited eyes. Once in the store, they split up and went in all directions. Lindsay liked to look at the teeny, tiny, brightly colored frogs. Jeffrey liked to look at the Komodo dragon. And Beau was drawn to the snake section. Yellow snakes, green snakes, black snakes, big and small. Beau liked them all. Lisa wandered around
Sample complete. Ready to continue?